So getting into the summer months and entertaining at home, and we want to provide the tastiest food and beverage to our guests. But how do we keep it healthy? Do we have to compromise on the health side of our food to get the taste right? Now, we've got Bernadette Abraham with us of a Bee Lifestyle Consultancy. And I've just been munching there in the break on that wonderful chocolate delight, which with the almonds in there and the fruit, really good. And you're absolutely right. It's far more rewarding to have some good quality dark chocolate. It just hits your taste buds, and you don't need too much of it, but really lovely. So I can see why that's a hit at your dinner parties.
Exactly. The other thing I like to serve for desserts that goes really well is exotic fruits. You know, you have the traditional apples and grapes and melons and pineapple and so on, but if I bring out a table with odd looking fruits, it's a great conversation starter as well. But many people haven't tried them. So, you know, I bring out things like the rambutan and the mangosteen and snake fruit.
Snake fruit?
Yeah, it actually, the peel of it looks like the snake skin. Again, it's a very nice fruit, and it's a great conversation starter.
It's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, star fruit is why it's always a goodie, isn't it?
Exactly.
It doesn't taste so well, but it looks good.
I find it tastes like apple, actually. Yeah. Maybe the ones here, I'm not sure, back in their native country what it tastes like. But I actually like to take fruit as well. Another great dessert is to take fruit, coconut oil, and melted good quality dark chocolate, and you dip it, and then you put that in the freezer with a popsicle stick, and they make great frozen treats as well for the kids. All those recipes are also on my website that I've shared these with people as well.
It's brilliant, really, really great. So let's get to the top of the meal, and let's look at sort of appetizers and also drinks, because you know, we need to drink a lot of water through the summer, but you've got some great recipes for water, believe it or not.
Yes, I do. Well, I'm always the boring one when I get asked, you know, when I go over to someone's house and they ask me what I'd like to drink, I always order water. And they always look at me and go, are you sure? That's all you want to drink? So at home, I create fancy water. Instead of, you know, offering sodas and diet sodas, which we all know is not good for us and loaded with sugar and other chemicals and bad stuff for us, I create fancy water where it's just a fruit-infused water. So you can add in mixed berries ahead of time, or you can add in strawberries, orange slices, lemon slices with mint, and you just let that sit.
You blend them up, or you just put the whole fruit
in? Yeah, you wash up the fruit, cut them up in chunks, and you just create this big 1 liter of water, and you throw in the fruit, and you let it sit for a couple of hours so that the fruit infuses. Mint, you can also boil it a little bit ahead of time and just throw in a little bit of the mint water to give it a more minty flavor. And if you really want to kick it up a notch, then you could throw in a can of club soda, and it just gives it that extra fizz, which is great for entertaining. So you get that fizziness without all that sugar and extra chemicals. That's
and
not
refreshing.
Good for you. And it's very refreshing.
Yeah, thirst quenching and refreshing, and you're getting lots of goodness in there too. It's a brilliant idea. You know, we were talking earlier about tea and tea cooling you down, having hot tea cooling you down in the summer. Mint tea is one of my favourite things, to have the Moroccan mint tea without the sugar, or to have, you know, just boiling water with mint leaves is
just
wonderful.
Fresh.
Yeah.
And lemon grass as well.
And lemon. Lemonade's one of my favourite things. And I know I've got to sort of make it more healthy, but I'm just thinking with your idea there, if it would work if I sort of boiled lemons up and then chilled it and then put the club soda in, it would be...
Yeah,
it'd be
absolutely.
Like a healthy lemonade.
Exactly.
It?
Fizzy lemon.
Minus
lemon
the juice. Sugar. Actually, I got my husband off of drinking sodas by switching to club soda, you know, fizzy water, because a lot of people just crave that fizziness, the gas in the beverage. So that's one way of reducing your you know, your soda consumption.
With loads of ice, and you've just got a great, and a long glass, so it's a really good drink. Yeah,
exactly.
Excellent idea. So for appetizers at our supper party?
Well, many people, you know, traditionally I've seen a lot of people serve chips and dips and crackers with cheese, or, you know, dry ingredients. And for me, it's all about freshness and really using the taste from fresh produce to really bring out flavors and make it interesting. So I always have, wherever I go, whether it's a birthday party or I'm entertaining adults, I always have my vegetable tray that I'm known for. So, you know, cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, carrots, cauliflower, broccoli.
Celery,
exactly. And then I'll always have in the middle my famous dip, which is yogurt-based, instead of sour cream. And you could use a very popular one is onion powder with celery powder and some salt and pepper. That's always delicious. It always goes over really well. Or you could use fresh dill, whatever herbs you like. You could season, you can make a herbed dip basically out of yogurt instead.
Yeah,
very healthy
yogurt.
Very delicious. And always have some nuts on the table as well. It's always great for snacking instead of chips. And if you do want to have that crunchy chip like pita bread, you could take pita bread, bake them in the oven, cut them up first, and then bake them in the oven for about 5 minutes till they get crispy. And you could serve it with your own homemade tomato based salsa with fresh herbs. Again, freshness is really the secret. Use fresh produce, fresh vegetables, and that will really bring out flavor and taste without compromising, you know, your health.
I was just going to say, I think, you know, naturally the summer months, certainly in Dubai, we do tend to sort of eat a bit healthier anyway, because we sort of were more attracted to the salads and to the sort of the more sort of fresh foods. Do these sort of things translate as well in the winter? I mean, if in the colder months, would you serve the same sort of crudité, vegetables and that sort of thing?
I think I would, because I'm not a chef and don't have that many recipes. But yeah, definitely. I mean, I cook the same way throughout. But obviously in the summer months, you'll serve a lot more salads, different types of salads. Spinach and strawberry go really well instead of the traditional iceberg lettuce. Choose the darker leafy ones, which are much more nutritious. Make your own salad dressings at home that are vinegar or lemon-based with some extra virgin olive oil and some herbs, salt and pepper. Really very, you know, it doesn't take much to season up foods naturally. You don't need all that creamy dressing and pre-made dressings to mask the flavors.
Something I actually do is make my own salad dressing. Mm-hmm. And basically, I just put two sort of parts extra virgin olive oil, a sort of dash, one part maybe of balsamic vinegar, some herbs, like you say. And then my tip is you do that in a sort of a drinking glass, and then you cover it with cling wrap, cling film, and you shake it up. And it pours out, but brilliantly mixed and straight onto salad and fresh.
Yeah. I actually have three great dressings that I shared on my website if people want access to it. Again, a balsamic vinegar dressing, the traditional Mediterranean dressing, that's lemon juice, garlic, olive oil, sauce and pepper, which makes anything and everything taste great. And then the tahini, a tahini dressing, which is a sesame paste dressing, again, which is great. You know, you could bake some cauliflower and drizzle a little bit of tahini sauce on top. Again, there's so many combinations and different flavors that you could create from fresh produce.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, getting into that habit and way of thinking and understanding the food and the ingredients. Mm-hmm. And actually, often these things are very simple. It's not a big deal to make it at home, but it's understanding the flavors and the taste and the combinations.
And if people are scared of cooking, they don't know how to cook. I always refer back to that animated movie Ratatouille. You know, with that rat who's a brilliant chef, and Chef Gusteau's motto is anyone can cook, and I truly believe that. And if you really don't know how to use certain ingredients, we've got so many resources online. You can go to eatingwell.com or allrecipes.com and manipulate it to make it healthier version, and you could literally put in specific ingredients and request a particular meal. So whether it's an appetizer, an entree, or dessert, and they'll come up with recipes for that particular ingredient. So I really encourage people to try different things, go out and get things that you don't know, research it, and just try.
And do you struggle at all with getting the freshness, the fresh ingredients here? Where do you source your food from?
I get most of my produce either from Union Co-op, because they do serve a lot of fresh, locally grown organic
produce. Yeah, me too. It's
produce.
Great.
They have some great fresh stuff. And a lot of times, locally grown is a lot fresher than something that's imported. So I do tend to get as local as possible. So I get a lot of my produce mostly from Union Co-op. And then I also shop around at the different organic markets to get the things that I'm missing.
And that takes a little bit of work. You do need to kind of shop around and get to know the stores that are good for certain things and not others. You're not necessarily going to get everything under one roof, are you?
Yeah, exactly. I definitely have a list for different items, and I have to make several trips. But in the end, you know, I do the bulk of my shopping in one store, and then I, you know, get the odds and ends on the weekends or something when I have more time.
Now, we're asking people this morning for their tips to get through the summer months here in the UAE. Keep them coming in on 4001, and you'll go into the draw, and you could win 4 tickets to see Star Trek at the IMAX Theatre. So for you, Bernadette, your tips for the summer, when you know it's summer, what you need to do, maybe your behavior, your lifestyle needs to change.
Definitely when the summertime comes, It gets a lot hotter to go outside, so a lot more excuses that we can't go out and exercise. So I've actually created 4-minute workouts that people can follow along. It's great for vacation as well because they're all home-based workouts where you don't need any equipment. And my belief is anything is better than nothing. So do something rather than doing nothing at all. And who can't fit in 4 minutes? They're very simple, but they're based on high intensity. So for those 4 minutes, you really are working and you do feel like, okay, at least I got something in. So definitely my advice would be get something in. It's better than not doing anything at all.
It's so true, actually, because we think I can't exercise now and that's it, and many will stop through the summer and then you come back, or you know, we're back into mm-hmm. September, October and November going, oh my goodness, we've actually got past 4 or 5 months and the kilos have stacked on. So you know, there are ways that you can do things at home in your lounge room and keep active and keep fit.
Definitely. And I mean, there's something called NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. That big word just stands for the activity that you do that is non-exercise, not sport specific. So just day-to-day movement accounts for more calories that you burn in the day than you would a specific exercise. So just be more active is the point, because you're burning a lot more calories from your level of activity during the day than you are in that 1 hour or whatever amount of time that's set for exercise. So the tip is move as much as you can. Stand up instead of sit, take the stairs until the elevator, park further away, you know, the normal stuff, but just day-to-day activities. Walk to the printer instead of emailing a colleague, go and talk to them, you know, just be more conscious of your activity level.
Go to the shop instead of ordering delivery.
Yeah, exactly.
And walk there if you can possibly, even if it is hot, don't let it put you off. Well, Amy, it's not putting her off. She says, I know it's summer when I'm going to the beach at 6 a.m. to do my swim. Nice. Which is true, you know, just get up earlier, enjoy. Mm-hmm. It is actually, I was up at 5:30 this morning, it was absolutely beautiful. So yeah, just get up a bit earlier and then take a rest if you can, if it's the weekend, in the daytime, and then out again in the evening, and make the best of the weather and get active and healthy. When we come back, Bernadette's going to share with us some healthy cooking tips when it comes to our main courses and how to keep it healthy and tasty through the summer months. Do stay with us.